Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The Biden administration has announced almost $300 million of new military assistance for Ukraine as it bolsters support in its last few weeks in office. The package includes ammunition, missiles, drones and anti-personnel landmines. The previously announced decision to supply the mines has been criticised by activists because of their danger to civilians. But US officials say they contain safety features and President Zelensky has welcomed the move. The former US ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, told the BBC that he believes the new US military aid will make a difference on the battleground.
If we continue to provide, that's the United States and Europe, continue to provide the Ukrainians with what they need, I think it is possible to stop the Russians. Also, the landmines, again, a difficult decision, I'm sure, with the provisions that they not be persistent. But this is an attempt to stop the Russians as they gradually take more territory from the Ukrainians.
The United States has again vetoed a UN Security Council draft resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. The latest resolution called for an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire. The US had said it would only support a resolution that explicitly called for the immediate release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. France's ambassador to the UN said the resolution had very firmly required the release of hostages. Israel's ambassador, Danny Danon, praised the US for blocking it.
The resolution brought before this chamber was not a path to peace. It was a roadmap to more terror, more suffering, and more bloodshed. Many of you attempted to pass this injustice. We thank the United States for exercising its veto.
All 14 other council members voted in favour. One of the world's richest businessmen, Gautam Adani, has been charged in the United States over an alleged bribery scheme. From New York, here's Michelle Fleury.
Between 2020 and 2024, Gautam Adani and his co-defendants allegedly agreed to pay over $250 million in bribes to Indian officials. The bribes were to obtain lucrative solar energy contracts. On several occasions, Mr. Adani, who has strong ties to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, personally met with an Indian government official. During the same period, the Adani Group was trying to raise money from US investors. Hiding the bribery scheme from them is the fraud that they're now charged with.
Mali's military leader has sacked the Prime Minister, Choguel Kokala Maiga, and his government. It follows rare criticism by Mr. Maiga of the junta's lack of clarity about a once-promised return to democracy. The junta had promised to hold elections and hand back power to civilians by March 2024, but subsequently postponed the vote. BBC News. Police in Norway have brought a second rape charge against the eldest son of Crown Princess Mette Marit a day after he was arrested over allegations of another sexual assault. A judge ordered Marius Borg Hobe to be remanded in custody for a week while police investigate the accusations. His lawyer said he would appeal. Both allegations involve him having had sexual encounters with women who were either unconscious or incapacitated to give consent. He denied all wrongdoing. The chair of the US House of Representatives Ethics Committee says there's been no agreement over the release of its report into allegations of sexual misconduct by Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump's controversial nominee for Attorney General. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
There seems to be some division in the Ethics Committee. It's a 5-5 split between Democrats and Republicans. It's normally non-partisan, does its work quietly behind closed doors, but it's now completely in the spotlight. And we've had the committee chairman, after the meeting broke up today, saying there's no agreement on releasing the report, and the senior Democrat on the committee coming out and interpreting that as saying the committee had agreed not to release the report, and she said that wasn't true either. But it does seem to be breaking down party lines at the moment.
A town in the Yukon Territory in Canada has been without a functioning government for weeks because its elected officials refused to swear allegiance to King Charles during their swearing-in ceremony. Stephen Johnson, the mayor-elect of Dawson City, and four councillors said they'd skipped Canada's official oath to the monarch because of the Crown's history with Indigenous people. Shareholders at Campbell's Soup Company have agreed to drop the word soup from the firm's name. The company, famed for its red and white label soup cans, said the change would help reflect its full range of products, adding that soup would always be on the shelves. BBC News.